The place is noisily packed for the grand opening of the relocated Des Moines chapter of Gigi's Playhouse. On a quieter morning, while an artist puts the finishing touches on wall murals, the founder of the local branch of Gigi's, Megan Christofferson, describes why she and other parents of children and adults with Down syndrome found need for an achievement center in central Iowa.
We just wanted more. We believed in our children. We believed they were capable of more. And if we gave them more opportunity, that they would reach their full potential.
Gigi's Playhouse is a national initiative launched in suburban Chicago by Nancy Gianni and named for her daughter. Christofferson became involved a few years after the birth of her son, Karsten, who showed early signs of Down syndrome. She says her first words to the doctor were, "How do we fix this?"
At that moment, I looked down at Karsten, who was in my arms, and he opened his beautiful almond-shaped eyes and looked up at me. That was the first time I kind of heard his voice, and he said, "Mama, they're not here to fix me. I'm here to fix you." And 8 years later, he's still trying.
Down syndrome is the result of a random error in cell division that creates an extra copy of chromosome 21. English physician John Langdon Down lent his name to it after he published the first accurate description of people with the syndrome in 1866. Christofferson considers it just good luck her son was born with 47 chromosomes instead of the normal 46.
I have learned that it's a gift, and I am so thankful every day that Karsten entered my life and totally changed the way that my eyes see people and my heart sees the world. And even if I spent every hour of every day dedicated to paying Karsten back for all of the gifts he's given me, it would never be enough.
She has gone on to adopt a second son with Down syndrome, 6-year-old Bo from China. At the revamped playhouse, Karsten and Bo will have access to a wonderland of playground toys, basketball hoops, and volunteer instructors, as Christofferson points out during a tour of the facility taken when there was still construction dust in the air.
This area, we have expanded to have 5 individual tutoring rooms. So at any one time, we'll be able to have one-on-one tutoring for literacy, math, and we're also going to expand into handwriting.
She says there are programs for adults with Down syndrome as well, such as Gigi University, where they hone communication skills and build resumes through work at an upstairs retail store. Even with all of the support available to the folks at Gigi's, Christofferson says raising children with Down syndrome comes with its own form of stress.
The hardest thing is the fear of the unknown. Even though, you know, Karsten and Bo's adulthood is not here, of course, it's always in the back of my mind, and I'm fearful that they won't be able to live the full life that they deserve.
Megan Christofferson has overcome this nagging worry by throwing herself into advocating for Karsten, Bo, and the hundreds of others with Down syndrome in central Iowa.
Individuals with Down syndrome have a lot of potential. You may have to slow down a little bit and take time and patience to appreciate their potential, but it's there. And once you let them in your heart, you'll never be the same.
At Gigi's Playhouse in Windsor Heights, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.